Get this on to.
It's Bill. He ain't got any of that damn money. Right. He ain't got no woman either.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and this is Audio On Demand for January 6th, 2006, 166. Last show I mentioned that I was probably going to do a year-end wrap-up. I don't think I'm going to do that. I don't feel like doing that. I don't want to go through however many hours of clips or shows and get clips out of there. Some folks have done. Really don't have any comments on 2005 other than it was, well, it's like from the last show I said, it was an interesting and difficult year for me. I'm hoping this year is a lot better. I don't know. I hope your 2005 was good, and I hope 2006 is better for you. I have some feelings about 2006. I have a feeling that we are going to have a mini recession in the economy going forward. A lot of automotive companies are really taking it in the shorts here recently, and I think that is going to trickle, if it hasn't already trickled down to some more lost jobs and lost business. So we just export too many dollars to China. We import way too much from overseas. We need to get back to some more manufacturing in the U.S. Instead of a lot of the service-based industries and high-tech type industries, which are now being offshored too. So I really think we need, as a country, take a look at that. And this year is a voting year for both the House and, I believe, the Senate. Over half of the senators are up for election. I believe 33 out of, well, I could be wrong there. I was thinking there's 50 senators. There's actually 100 senators. So I think there's 33 up for a re-election. So about a third of the senators up for re-election. Let's take a good hard look at who we're voting for this fall. Let's play the primaries right, not get a bunch of idiots to win the primaries, which I'm afraid often happens more than not. So let's get out there and vote, folks. It's important. Let's make sure we make the right choices. Let's get these jobs back in the U.S. Let's bring the economy back, because I believe this country is in dire need of a reboot on the economy. So enough about that. Speaking of reboots, I went ahead and purchased a new computer over the holidays. I was a bit upset about how that all turned out, but in the end, it's all right. I ordered it, I believe, on Tuesday of last week. Yeah, last week in December there. And I paid extra to have it shipped second day. Well, it didn't get out Tuesday or Wednesday, the computer, at least the way the shipping logs were. And my expectation was to get the computer and monitor on Friday. Well, they tried to deliver the monitor on Friday, and of course nobody was at home because they missed somebody being at home by about 30 minutes. So Wow, the sun is crazy today. I went and picked up the monitor. I was really upset that the computer wasn't there. It was showing that it was in Memphis that day. I get home. I think it was Saturday. I went and looked online to see where the computer was. It was sitting at Omaha at 6:24. I got there about 6:35 so I could have the computer and monitor. So anyway, I played around a little bit with the monitor, got it to work. My wife's not entirely tickled by it. She says it flickers too much. For me, it doesn't flicker all that much. Maybe what I need to do is have her look at the new computer. I don't think it flickers as much on the new computer. But anyway, I got an LCD monitor. Really impressed with it. It's brighter, it's better, it's thinner, it's lighter. Hey, I could write a song about that. What I bought was an M7160N from HPShopping.com. If you go check out HPShopping.com, I think there are a few days left on their sale. I believe they're giving 10% discounts on closeouts and refurbished machines. I got a refurbished machine and monitor, just like brand new. The monitor is 17-inch LCD. The computer is I think it's 2.8 gigahertz Pentium D processor, dual core. So I believe there are actually two processor chips on that baby. I took the hood off of it the other day, and there is a huge fan and huge heat sink blowing on those processors, so I'm going to have to really watch that and make sure that I keep those fins clean from dust and that. It's something everybody should do at least once every 6 months, if not sooner. Get in there with one of your air nozzles. Of course, shut your computer down. You don't want to have happen what I heard happen on the Linux Link Tech Show. Guy took his case apart and dropped a screw into a live machine and had a little poof of blue smoke and pretty much burned up the computer by dropping a screw, I believe, on the board, probably on the processor or whatever. Don't want to be messing around in there. I don't believe there's any voltages in there that'll hurt you or kill you. Everything's 12 volts. But getting a short in something like that is probably not a good thing to have happen. Excuse me. So anyway, I've been playing around with that. One of the features of a media center is you can use it for video and audio, and I think it's got like at least three sound cards on this baby. There's one on the back, there's one on the front, and then there's actually another one that does just the output. I think that's how it works. Actually, when you bring up the volume control program, there's three choices when you go ahead and make changes to the properties. You go to advanced settings or whatever it is. There's three choices of what you want to look at there. So, pretty impressed with that. I did bring some video in off some videotapes. Cord's pretty good. One thing I don't like about it is the volume is a little bit hot. It's distorting the volume. So I'm going to see how I can get in there and change that. I couldn't change the volume on those inputs using that volume tool that comes with Windows, so I'll have to get into that. The other thing that it has that I'm really interested in and somewhat disappointed in so far is it has a TV tuner card, and what you can do is hook this computer to a television cable, coax cable, and it's got a tuner card in there, so you can actually flip around and watch TV. The other thing that it's capable of doing is recording that TV, doing scheduled recording. And that's something I'm really anxious to look into doing. We have some VCRs in the house, and with a toddler slash preschooler, he has a habit of wanting to watch his videos all the time, and wherever the VCR is where he gets his videos watched. And that is not very conducive to recording shows, especially in the evening when he's watching his fire truck videos or whatever videos he likes to watch. Mostly fire truck videos recently. So, one of the problems that I've had with that is it will only pick up channel 5 and channel 6 from the cable. And the cable TV, the image is blurry. The sound sounds like crap. It's not very clear. I checked the line with the VCR. I plugged the VCR into the cable, ran a coax cable from the VCR to the tuner box, and basically use the computer as a monitor, and I get really good pictures there. Turn it on channel 3 on the computer, and it works great, but I can't change the channels on the VCR using the computer, so I can't record that way. And why should I have to use a VCR to record things on the computer when the computer has a tuner card? So I thought, well, maybe my level is a little low. The VCR is boosting the level just a little bit when it's viewing it. So I went out and bought a booster, an amplifier, whatever you call it. Twiddled around with that. Absolutely no change in the video coming off the computer. So today I went ahead and put an email into the support line on HP, and they gave me probably 4 or 5 different things to try. If that doesn't work, they said they'd send me out a new tuner card. I think I've done some of the things that they asked. No results there. There are some things that are a little bit different that I haven't done yet, and we'll see how that goes. So I'm kind of anxious to get home tonight and try those things out. It's a Friday night. I was thinking about going to a hockey game, but they're not in town tonight, so we're probably not going to go to a hockey game. So little boy is not going to be happy that the hockey game is not in town. So anyway, got to load a bunch of stuff on that thing. Got Firefox loaded. I need to load Thunderbird, get my email moved over to that machine. It's still running on the old machine. On the old machine, I moved into the living room. One of the things I did when I knew that I was getting this computer, had ordered it and that, as I went out and got a Linksys WRT54G wireless router. Got some Belkin wireless cards, or USB dongles, whatever you want to call them. Those were about $30 a piece. One was $30, one was $40. Those were on special around Christmas. The WRT was on special, regular price, I think $39. I got a $12 cash back from the store, and then there's another $15 rebate from Linksys on that. So that was a great deal on the WRT. I need to get home and get that damn rebate in the mail, and hope to God I get it. Let's see, what else? That's about it for the computers. Oh, one more thing I found out is that the Belkin wireless cards do not work with Windows 98. I don't know if there are any wireless cards that work with Windows 98, but the particular thing I was trying to do is get this Windows 98 machine up and running on the internets, and did not get the card to read. It would say, hey, you got a card here, but the card wouldn't pick up the signal. It wouldn't start picking up the signal. I need Windows 98 second edition, and I don't think I have that. I do have another computer that, it doesn't have a hard drive right now, because I took that hard drive and turned it into a Linux drive, so I would have to reload that computer completely. See if that's second edition, and I should dig up the CD and see if it says what edition it is. I don't think it is second edition. So anyway, I think what I might do with that 98 computer is plug that into the router, use it right there at the TV entertainment center. Plug that baby into my stereo receiver, so we can have a jukebox. Can run that use it as a headless system without a monitor. Use a real VNC to control it from another computer in the house. And since the router is, I moved the router out by the television, so it's in the center of the house. That might work. It's too bad I don't have a video out on this new computer. Only way to use it in video or into the TV is to burn a DVD. And I guess that's not half bad. A little disappointed it doesn't have a video out, but hey, maybe I haven't found a hack yet for that. Maybe there's a hack for that, using a video in, turning that into a video out, because I think I have at least two. I have a digital audio in and out, which I don't know what I would use that for. I don't think I have any digital audios, and quite frankly, an RCA in and out are probably plenty good for what I'm doing. Like I said, the audio is a bit hot coming off the VCR. And, I don't know, we'll have to see. Other than that, getting back to work, the holidays were nice, didn't do anything entirely special. Pretty uneventful holiday weekend. Nice to get some rest, although I felt tired, more tired then than I do now, so I don't know, I think it was just staying up futzing with computers and things like that kind of kept me out of the bed. Anyway, I'm about home now. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I'm going to use my 9 card media reader on the computer to upload this from my pocket device, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.